Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in.
I invite you to come on in. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of the heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. Hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that's tuning in on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for those that on the phone line. Maybe you're on, watching, listening through internet. Maybe you may be listening through Blog Talk Radio. Maybe you may be listening to iTunes, or maybe you may be listening to other social media websites. But I want to thank and praise God for you all for listening in on Faith on the Line, because you can be elsewhere, but you chose to come over on Faith on the Line. And I want to let you all know that This is a line simply for faith and encouragement. And I want to let you all know for the things, scripture that the Lord has given me on Faith on the Line. The Faith on the Line scripture is coming from Hebrews 11 and 1. For the word of God say, for faith comes by faith. For faith is the substance of for faith is the evidence of things hoped for. And I don't know what's going on tonight, but I want to thank and praise God for Hebrews 11 and 1. Faith is the thing, the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I bind up the hand of the enemy trying to tie up my tongue on tonight. And I want to also say that we got one passage to say, we walk by faith and not by sight, Romans 10 and 17. And I want to thank and praise God for allowing that scripture to come forward on tonight. And I want to let you all know, too, let us walk by faith, even though we don't see it, even though we don't feel it, but it's there. Let us trust and believe God that faith is the subject of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So you say not seen. Even if you don't see, that don't mean you doesn't have faith. You got to put your faith to work by believing it, by putting it to work by acting out on whatever you believe in God for. I thank and praise God on tonight. I am believing God for many things to come forward. And yes, there's obstacles coming my way. Yes, the enemy trying to get in my ear. Yes, the enemy trying to make you doubt. He'll make you doubt God. Yes, he was trying to tell you these things are not going to happen. But you got to learn how to block out whatever the enemy trying to put in your ears. And you got to tell that devil that those are your thoughts and not mine. The word of God says that we walk by faith and not by sight. The word of God say that if we have a just a little mustard seed faith, he will do it. God say he will trust us at his word. So I want to let you know, whatever you believe in God for, you believe him, you trust him, and you put your faith to work. Don't doubt it. And I want to let you all know, we're coming up to the Mother's Day weekend, and I want you all to be able to stay encouraged, be encouraged. And most of all, some of you all may not have mothers. Mom may be transitioning on, or some of y'all, mama was probably not be in your life, or you may, some of you all don't, maybe not even know where your mother is. But I just want to encourage you that God is always there to encourage somebody else, that you be a mother to another child. Be a mother to another child. Even encourage that maybe you know that elderly person that their children is not around them. Go be their child for a moment this weekend. Be able to be encourage them and let them know. Take them something by and say, hey, this is something to let you know that we happy Mother's Day and I love you. And I thank and praise God for all of the good mothers and all of the young mothers, the elderly mothers, and we all of them are. I'm thankful to God. It was challenging for me and my family with my mother, but I thank and praise God that the Lord still allow her to be here on top of the earth. And I thank and praise God even now. She's in her right mind. She may not be able, she had activities on her limbs. She may not be able to talk good, but she's here and she knows who her children are. So, y'all, let's trust God. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers, all of the expecting mothers, all of the mothers that gave birth. I want to say happy Mother's Day, and may this Mother's Day be blessed. May it be so loving. May it be so friendly. Be able to treat you. I thank God for it already. I thank God in the name of Jesus. And I want to let you all know, too, thank God for your mother. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like. You thank God for your mother. She may not be able to move. She may not be able to do and interact with you like she used to. But you still thank God for your mother. And I want to say, let's pray on tonight. And as we get through praying, I want to let you all know to join us right back here on next Friday on on Faith on the Line, back with Prophetess Pate. And we're going to same place, same time. And I want to let you all know, Faith on the Line is all I know. Faith is all I have. Faith is what I operate in. And sometimes my faith get a little weak, but the word of God builds it back up again, and I trust God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you on tonight, Holy Spirit. I thank you for being good to us. I thank you for even watching over us throughout today. You dispatched the angels over us and around us, and you protected us and you shield us from the dangers and unseen. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you even now, Father God, for how you allow us, God, to come into your presence on tonight. First of all, Father, before I go any further, I want to announce some things to you that maybe, Lord God, that we're not aware of. But, Father, I ask that you will forgive us. Maybe there's we committed a sin that was not of you. Lord God, I ask that you will forgive us, Holy Spirit, even now. Father, maybe we spoke things that we shouldn't have said. Maybe we was missing that thing. We caused things to go in our ear that should not have went in our ear. Father God, maybe we had something on our heart or felt some type of way about someone and we should not, God. Lord, I ask that you would forgive us, Father God. And Lord, maybe we didn't acknowledge you like we should. Or maybe, Lord God, our thoughts was wrong today. Forgive us, Holy Spirit. And now, God, I ask that you will continue to watch over us. And Lord, put your arms around us, God. Lord, look upon the ones on the phone line, those that maybe listen to Block Talk Radio, those may be on iTunes, those may be on other platforms, God. I ask you, God, to touch them right now, whatever the situation may be, whatever the circumstances may be, whatever they may be dealing with, Holy Spirit, that you will begin to come to their rescue, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Father God, your words say, God, that you will, Lord God, it calls in Psalm 91, that you will keep our angels around us and have charge over us, and you allow them to protect us, God, from the things of this world. Father God, you touch my sister that may not be feeling well in her body. You touch my brother that may not be feeling well in his body. You touch that mother, that father. Maybe that child are not feeling well, God. I decree and declare Isaiah 53:5 over their life. I decree and declare, God, Psalm 107:20 over their life. For your words say, God, that but you was wounded for our transgression, and you was bruised for our iniquity. And with the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Father, and with your stripe we are healed. Father, you said you sent your word. Send your word, God, where it needs to be, in healing thee. Heal them from all of their sickness and their diseases. Whoever may be sick today, whoever may be dealing with heart problems, dealing with hip replacement, dealing with, Lord God, back, Lord God, dealing with, Lord, anxiety, dealing with, Lord God, migraine headache, dealing with, Lord, depression, oppression, dealing with, God, in a terrible son. Somebody may be dealing with stress. Somebody may be dealing with heart condition. Somebody may be dealing with high blood pressure, God. I call those things down right now, but down in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask that you will speak to every mountain, speak to every sickness, speak to every disease that's not of you, Holy Spirit, and you begin to heal, God, according to your word of Psalms 103 and verse 2, God. Your word, verse 3, your word say, God, that you heal. You heal all our sickness and diseases. Father, I decree and declare that it will go, that it will go and return into the sea and never return again, God. I decree and declare, God, that that mountain will, Lord God, go into the sea and see and forgive and never return. You set up our feet to that mountain and caused that mountain to go into the sea and never return. You said, God, in your word, and don't doubt. You said, and believe in my heart, you will, God, know these things will happen. I speak to anything that's going on in their life. Somebody may be having marital difficulties. Somebody may be dealing with their children. Somebody may be dealing with their family members, on their job, their employees, their manager. Lord, somebody may be dealing with their business. You begin to, Lord God, bring peace in the midst of it. Lord, somebody battling with addiction, God. You begin to turn that addiction around, God, that you would take the taste of alcohol out of their mouth, that you would taste the taste of drugs out of their mouth, God, that you would take the taste of, Lord God, in the Bosikalabosekebo, son, that you may take that lustful desire, Lord God. Somebody may be, Lord, dealing with, Lord God, addiction of sexual addiction. Somebody may be dealing with, Lord God, their addiction, God, gambling addiction. Lord, you, whatever their addiction is, God, I decree and declare by the name of Yeshua that they will be delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch their mind, touch their thoughts, Lord. Touch their heart. If somebody them backslide and they trying to find their way back to you, Holy Spirit, Lord, you begin to open them up, open them, welcome them in with open arms, like the prodigal son came back and his father opened him with open arms, God. You begin to touch our leaders, God. Cause our leaders to come into wisdom and knowledge and understanding to your word, God, that they will learn how to feed the sheep, that they will learn how to teach them the wages of death is sin, but your gift is eternal life. Teach them how to love them. Teach them how to show kindness towards them. Teach them, Holy Spirit, leaders all over the world, God. Some may be acting in, Lord God, witchcraft. Some may be acting, Lord God, they're just caring about themselves and their money, God. Lord, you begin to give them the wisdom and knowledge how to see to their congregation, how to see to people, God. Your words say you, Lord God, you sent your disciples out, God. You sent all 12 of them out. And Father God, your words say they went out by two, God. They went out to seek and in emotion. They went out there, God, to go out to preach, to teach, and to heal those that are sick, God. Lord, that's what you did. You didn't send nobody out, Holy Spirit, to, Lord God, to get what they want to fulfill their needs, but to fulfill the people's needs, God. Somebody hungry for you. Somebody needs you. Somebody, Lord, trying to reach out to you. Somebody, God, you begin to touch them, even right now where they are. Lord, I need you. They need you, God. Lord, you touch somebody's business. You raise them up. Somebody needs the finance for school, for their tuition. Somebody needs it, God. You open up a financial door. Pour them out blessings that they won't have room enough to receive. Father, somebody needs you, God. They need they're seeking for direction. They need home. They need a finance. They need home. They need car. They need a job. Somebody needs you. And Father, we pray over them. And we pray that their hard desire will be granted. Somebody needs you, Father. Some child, Lord, is suffering. They need you. Begin to bring them back home to mom, to dad. Lord, you touch them in a mighty special way. Somebody needs you, God. Somebody dealing with a mind situation, and they can't battle it by themselves. Somebody dealing with it, God, you begin to step in. And your word says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:2-5. Lord, put their mind, renew their mind. Lord God, begin to call them, make them to be new creatures. Somebody needs you, God, and they need you right away. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I give your name the glory and the honor and all the praise. And Father, anything else, God, that I haven't touched tonight. I ask that you will touch us, and I ask that you will grant their requests of whatever they need to want. Somebody seeking for direction to church, God, you direct them. You do it, Holy Spirit, because, Lord, you get in. Somebody needs you for the guide them. They read it, God, and they don't understand what they're reading. You give them revelation. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen and thank you, Father. I want to thank and praise God on tonight for you all listening. And I want to turn it back over to Pastor Stacy and see if we have any on the phone line. If we have any on the phone line, that she will get back to them and she will check the phone lines to see if we don't until next Friday, same place, same time. And I want to ask you all to look on us and bless us. And this month, the Liquid Fire won't be airing on Monday. So I want to turn it back over to Prophet Stacy and let her begin to do what she do best. Prophet Stacy, I'll turn it back over to you.
At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines in need of prayer, now is your opportunity to press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Once again, if you're on the phone lines and you need prayer, just press 1 on your phone. I'll give you a minute to get your prayer request in your head, just in case. Okay, I'm going to assume that there are no prayer requests for tonight. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Join us again, as my sister in ministry said, next Friday, same time, same place, which for some of you will be 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. And we will see you then. God bless. Hang up the phone, please. Blog Talk Radio is acting up. They won't let me hang up, so just manually hang yourself up.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.